Workers chanted "leave" and booed the longtime leader of the ex-Soviet state as he insisted he would not allow a new vote after allegations of ballot fraud. Strike action spread to state TV, with staff walking out on Monday. His kingdom rise. Ready to hold new elections. So our other story was written in the morning, and then this story was written a few hours later. So apparently getting booed by the public was enough. But he's saying that on Monday he would be ready to hold new elections and hand over power after a constitutional referendum, an attempt to pacify mass protests and strikes. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Well, oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. It is, if you didn't notice, Bastille Day. And so, I figured I would play Bastille Day there for us, so that we'd have something to listen to. I also started it playing while I was walking to the garage. I only made it to the stairwell, though, so you may have to hear me huffing and puffing here in a second. But it's time to start talking about news, because there's, believe it or not, there's some stuff going on in the world today. And I'll get in. Oh, shucks, I can't go in the stairwell this way. I have to walk around. Well, you may hear some road noise as we go. But such is life, I guess, right? Let me pull it up. Oh, geez, Louise. I don't know. Maybe I'll walk the other direction. Let's try that. All right, let's do that. There's too many cars. We're going to walk the other way. We're going to walk into the woods. Fingers crossed. I have my motorcycle boots on, but they're not particularly good woods shoes. a lot of what's it called, thistle, weasatch. The problem with this area of Texas, it's a lot of weasatch everywhere. That stuff, that's what we call it. It might have a different name. It's really sharp thorns. I'm still with you. I'm just, my news stories have not, translated over yet. Well, I found a rock. I don't know if you can hear the birds. A couple of birds near me. Looks like a mockingbird. Up there. Around the office, to avoid tearing down some trees, some old trees, they just built really large, circle walls around them. So it's like, we need this to be a parking lot, so we're gonna block you from the trees, but we're also gonna keep the trees alive. It's very odd. Alright, let's do news. If this didn't sync, I know the stories I want to read. I just got to pull them up. Sorry, today's a train wreck. This is not the way that I had intended for the show to go, or for the show to start. Come on. I finally think I've got it. This is kind of the way it is, right? As soon as you think you've got it figured out and you get comfortable, that's when things start to fall apart. Let's try bookmarks. See if they've synced. Sunk. Bookmarks? Nope. No July 14th bookmarks. No syncing has occurred. Which is supposed to happen every 2 to 3 minutes. So, we're gonna go out of order today. No, I don't wanna buy anything. No, I don't want. Say bye to your car insurance if you live in these zip codes, and then it has a picture of our former police chief looking sad. And now the sun is shining directly. Oh man. I'm sorry guys. This is now my phone's hot to the touch. There's just a collection of errors happening. Deep breath. Just start over. All right. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi has tendered his resignation after populist coalition partner Five Star withdrew its support in a confidence vote. The former head of the European Central Bank has led a unity government since February of 2021. In a statement, he said the pact of trust that had sustained the unity government was gone. However, the president refused to accept his resignation. President Sergio Mattarella appointed Mr. Draghi, a former ECB chief, to lead Italy's post-COVID pandemic recovery and save the country from endemic instability. What? Oh, from endemic instability. I thought they were talking about, a lot of people are saying that COVID's becoming endemic in many countries, but they're using the word endemic to mean that the instability is endemic to Italy. He's now called on Mr. Draghi to address Parliament to provide a clear picture of the political situation. The effect of President Mattarella's intervention is unclear, but Mr. Draghi is unlikely to address Parliament before next Wednesday. Italy now faces a period of political uncertainty, which could jeopardize its efforts to tackle a looming energy crisis and secure EU funding. The extraordinary developments in Rome capped a day of drama triggered when Five Star leader Giuseppe Conte refused to back the government's €23 billion package of economic aid for families and businesses, arguing Mr. Draghi was not doing enough to tackle the cost of living crisis. Even though the government comfortably won Thursday's vote in the Senate with the help of other parties, the Prime Minister had warned repeatedly that without five-star support, the government could not continue. Dubbed Super Mario, he went to see President Mattarella and, after reflecting on his future, issued his statement of resignation. Today's votes in Parliament are very significant from a political point of view. The National Unity majority supported this government since its creation no longer exists, he said. Elections are already due early in 2023, but Mr. Draghi's resignation, if confirmed, means they are likely to be brought forward to the autumn. So, we'll see what happens in Italy, but it's not looking that great over there. Meanwhile, my phone browser crashes because apparently it doesn't like operating it above 40 degrees. We need new higher temperature threshold, higher temperature tolerant devices. Not because they get hot, but because the world is hot. It's only 39 degrees here today. Sorry, I misled you, or if I misled you at all. Where'd you go? Sorry, my browser is full of advertisements. I can't, it's like I can barely see anything. Oh, this is just terrible. I'm sorry. And now, there's an idiot driving through the park. I don't know. Now I'm in a bad mood. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I don't know what to do here. I do not know what to do. Well, you know what I will do? I'm going to walk my happy butt over to the garage and get there. While I do, I'll tell you a nice little piece of trivia that I found out about today. In the early days of the internet, there was the internet. MIT also had something they were calling ChaosNet, and there were just a few other different networks that were going to exist in this interconnected internet kind of world. So, if you are going looking around and you're using the Dig utility, you can sometimes run into traces of that. Specifically, if you dig any domain, the response, you'll see IN, and you're like, internet. But, of course, I'm querying a DNS server. What else would there be? Well, you see, that's where that ChaosNet and those other networks come into play. Because lots of things we're going to use the DNS system, not just internet TCP/IP traffic. So, if you try and dig top-level domains, you'll run into an error if you try and dig the .ch domain. All right, let's go. I'm gonna get on an elevator. See how far we go. You going it?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, where are you going?
Two.
Sorry.
Enter into a new sonic dimension through the intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk. Saturdays and Sundays, 2300 to 2400 hours UTC, only on anonradio.net.
All right, well, we're on the roof. See if my bookmarks have synced by now. Hey, my bookmark synced. All it took was 20 minutes longer than expected. Alright, well, since we're low on time, I'll just give you the headlines and then I'll play a song. Because, I mean, what else are we going to do with the time? And by then, by the time we get through that, I will have made it to my normal spot and I'll be able to sit down. What a world. Tomorrow will be better. And then Monday will be a special show because I'll be on the road. But tonight is the night. After I have some beers, I'm going to go and... I've got to set up mix on my laptop. My laptop I'm taking with me to Hope is configured as my ham radio computer. So it has like several open source control things on it. It has like a, anyway, it's all set up to interface with my ham radio. And there's like no other software on it. So I need to go through and like uninstall or hide away all that other stuff. Because I'm not going to take my ham radio with me. I guess I could, but I feel like that thing is worth more than the laptop. Oh, man. It's so hot. It just feels like somebody's being mean to you and you're a kid and you can't do anything about it. Oh. Okay, I found my spot. If I move just right. There we go. So the winning piece of being on the roof is that on the roof, in this corner of the garage, not in all the corners, but in this particular corner, there's always a breeze, no matter what the temperature. It seems, at least every time I've tried to experiment with it, there's always a breeze, and I like to think that it's because the heat of the structure causes some convection, but I don't know. There's just always a breeze on the roof. All right, so let's go through the headlines if my phone doesn't die because it's overheated. It's already very dim. I can't hardly see the screen. All right. Tanzania investigates a mysterious illness. Three are dead. So Tanzania sent a team of doctors and health experts to the country's southeast to investigate a mysterious disease that's killed three people. The disease, whose symptoms include nosebleeds, fever, headache, and fatigue, was detected in the Lindi region, the government's chief medical officer, Ifelo Sishwali, said on Wednesday. The government has formed a team of professionals who are still investigating the unknown disease. A total of 13 cases of patients have been detected. Three died. Mr. Sishwali added that the patients tested negative for Ebola, Marburg virus, and COVID-19. One of them has recovered, while the others are in isolation. Ghana last week detected two suspected cases of Marburg virus, a hemorrhagic fever, almost as deadly as Ebola. We talked about that because that had an outbreak. I don't know, a year ago? On Tuesday, Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan told a religious gathering that the strange disease detected in Lindi could have been caused by increasing interactions between humans and animals due to environmental degradation. So, that's all we know so far. Be sure you top up your mobiles with Boss Revolution. I have no idea what that is. But it is an advertisement being displayed to me. Man, I'm sorry, I was put into a foul mood, and now the show suffers. Sri Lanka's president has submitted his resignation, and France pays homage to Ukraine in Bastille Day military parade. More ads. Paris's traditional Bastille Day military parade on Thursday is a salute to Ukraine and to France's Eastern Europe allies, who are among the guests of honor, officials said. French troops deployed close to Ukraine since the Russian assault in February have a special place at the event, attended by President Macron, his government, and foreign leaders. The parade is marked by and takes account of the strategic context, an official in Macron's office said.
Oh, there's some really strong wind, sorry.
Ooh, man, I am sweating like crazy. People are going to be weirded out when I'm walking. Golly. All right, I'll hold the microphone till the wind blows down. Oh, no. I got wrapped up. This has been just a hot train wreck. Here, I'll just read you the headlines off of the bookmarks, and then I'll play a song, because then it'll be time for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a show that happens every damn day at 1930 UTC. So Iran vows a harsh response for the U.S. and its allies that are rallying them up. The United States, in its quest to destabilize the world and provoke war, went to Israel and signed an agreement saying that they would, at all costs, would not allow Iran to obtain nuclear weapons. Iran, of course, says they've never been trying to build nuclear weapons. They're just working on nuclear reactors. The United States refuses to accept that, though. Pharma companies are suing for the right to take blood and plasma from people who cross the border from Mexico. That's right. The United States, not only do we extract wealth and resources from other countries, we also extract blood from other countries. A year after the U.S. barred Mexicans from crossing the border to sell their blood, pharmaceutical companies have acknowledged that those donations provided as much as 10% of the plasma collected nationwide as they seek to have the ban overturned. In the year since the United States blocked Mexicans from entering the country to sell their blood, the two global pharmaceutical companies that operate the largest number of plasma clinics along the border say they've seen a sharp drop in supply. In a suit challenging the ban, the companies acknowledged for the first time the extent to which Mexicans visiting the U.S. on short-term visas contribute to the world's supply of blood plasma. And it'd be important to note, when they say the world's supply, they mean the United States supply. In court filings, the companies revealed that up to 10% of the blood plasma collected in the U.S., millions of liters a year, came from Mexicans who crossed the border with visas that allow brief visits for business and tourism. The legal challenge by Spain-based Grifols and CSL of Australia relates to an announcement last June that U.S. Customs and Border Protection doesn't permit Mexican citizens to cross into the U.S. on temporary visas to sell their blood. The suit was initially dismissed by a federal judge, but reinstated by U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. So, I don't know. I get a kick out of it because it's like, not the U.S. is literally a vampire on the world, and it's just very funny to me. Twitter has been down, and users are pissed off about it. And the doctor who... So there was a 10-year-old girl who was raped, and she got pregnant, but she couldn't get an abortion in her state because, well, because she can't, the state, the Republicans in the state, are into that kind of thing, and they like seeing kids have kids, I guess. So they were kind of down with that. But the doctor took her across the state border to the next state to go ahead and get an abortion. So... now he's probably going to get charged with murder, so that'll be something to see. And the guy who impregnated the 10-year-old girl is also going to be charged. So there's that, I guess. And the last thing is that game over. No more ads. Thank you. No, I do not want to go to crypto.com to buy crypto coins. No, thank you. I do not want to use your cookies. Game over. Steve Bannon audio reveals Trump plan to claim early victory. Recording shows the president intended to take advantage of early vote lead and declare himself the winner prematurely. Days before the election, Donald Trump was planning to declare victory on election night, even if there was no evidence he was winning, according to a leak a leaked Steve Bannon conversation recorded before the vote. In the audio, recorded 3 days before the election and published by Mother Jones on Wednesday, Bannon told a group of associates Trump already had a scheme in place for the November 3rd vote. What Trump's going to do is just declare victory, right? He's going to declare victory, but that doesn't mean he's a winner. Bannon, laughing, told the group, according to audio, he's just going to say he's a winner. The release of the audio comes as Bannon is due to go on trial Monday for criminal contempt after he ignored a subpoena last year from the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th last year. After several attempts to postpone the trial, including Wednesday when Bannon's attorney cited some of his past comments during Tuesday's hearing, and the planned airing of a documentary on Bannon this coming Sunday, a federal judge for a second time denied his motion to delay and ruled Bannon could not make two of his principal defenses to a jury. Bannon said he was now willing to testify before the committee, but the offer was dismissed by the Justice Department as a last-ditch attempt to avoid accountability, and U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee, said the trial must go ahead. So, anyway, we're living in a bad timeline, and everything, I'm depressed, so everything is bad, but stick around, because at 1930 UTC is Tobe and the Dubious Goals Committee, and that's a fun show, and it always lifts up, it frequently will lift up your spirits, so check it out, press that equal sign in com, and you will see all that's coming up. For now, that's all. I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll hopefully be more prepared. I definitely won't be outside. Oh man, it's so hot. All right. Bye-bye. Sorry, this was a bad show. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the dubious